Glenn.
Murph, don't get too excited. Got one of the big stars of the AFLW, Crows, big spearhead, Sarah Perkins. Just a little highlight snippet for you.
Where's Perkins? Here she is. From directly in front, she sends it over the goal umpire's head, and she is pumped up.
That's enough of Kelly Underwood. Let's get the girl herself on. Sarah, welcome to the Rush Hour, and congratulations on making the grand final.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, very excited for the grand final.
I've been loving your work, too. I identified you early as one of mine, and on the weekend, I tell you what, a big four-goal performance was outstanding. You must be very, very pleased.
Yeah, very pleased. I'm obviously a little bit disappointed that I faded away in the third quarter, but happy to come out with a good last quarter performance.
Sarah, it was a great performance by the girls. Looked a bit shaky early, but you just dug deep and found some real passion and spirit and overran Collingwood to give yourselves an opportunity to play in a grand final. Well done and well played. So what was the coach's message at three-quarter time?
Beck just wanted us to sort of work on our own contested possessions and cut them down, which we probably lapsed on in the third quarter, and to just get back to our positive sort of Crows brand of football that we'd been playing in the first sort of half and you know, earlier on in the year, and that if we did that, we'd get through, no worries.
So have you played in a grand final before?
No, I've played in one, but nothing as big as this one.
Oh, very, very exciting. Your story is well documented. Lost a lot of weight and missed, got overlooked in the draft. It must be very sweet from your own personal level so far to be able to get out there and perform really well at the top level.
Yeah, on a personal level, it's been amazing and very unexpected. I never thought I'd have such an impact, and especially on the weekend, and never really thought I'd be playing in the first ever AFL Women's Grand Final, especially after being looked over in the draft.
And Sarah, what about the Grand Final being played at Metricon? You know, the girls deserve a standalone Grand Final. What are your thoughts?
Look, we're happy to just play anywhere, and if the AFL wants us to play at Metricon, we'll play there. So, but you know, we're happy to play wherever, and if the AFL thinks it's best to be there, well, that's what we'll play.
Well, yeah, but you need your standalone grand final. You bloody deserve it.
Blame one of your own, Adele. She wrecked the ground.
Adele wrecked the ground at the Gabba there, Sarah.
Well, unfortunately, Adele's an amazing singer, so can't fault her for
running
down. I mean,
whacker.
So many people wanted to see her. So.
Yeah, okay. Been a great year so far. Erin Phillips nominated for Golden Mark of the Year. Chelsea Randall, most courageous. And my vote for Eb Marinoff as the celebrated cheerleader of the year. She's in every goal celebration with a special mention to your good self with your trademark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Noffy's one of a kind.
Noffy, everywhere.
She is everywhere, and it's good she's still young, so she's learning. But, yeah, Noffy's a future star of the game, and she's my call for the rising star this year.
Sarah, you've got 5 days to recover, and the Lions won't be an easy task, but what's the program going forward this week? What will the girls be doing? When do you fly out? And, obviously, recovery's so important.
A lot of the details, I think, are still being processed as we speak, obviously with it being changed from the Gabba to Metricon and every other place they wanted us to play. So we'll have our recovery session tonight and then review and another light session and then main session Wednesday. And I think we'll look to fly out maybe Thursday, Friday.
Okay. Oh, very nice. Well, Sarah, we wish you all the best of luck. Continue the great form. And just when you get down there, just tell them, get out.
Yeah.
Empty it out. Just let me one out in the square.
That's it.
No, we'll be doing that. We're team orientated in that forward line. So final kicking goal is one of the other girls still will be.
Well, no, Texas, that's the last time you're on our show then with that sort of attitude.
Please, Ace. Well played.
Good luck. Pass the best on to all the girls, and we wish you all the best, and hopefully you can bring it home.
Will do. Thanks, boys.
Here she is, Sarah Perkins.
Can play.
Hey. Doesn't mind dishing
them
off.
Am I allowed to have a chat to Sarah after she finishes her commitments with the Adelaide Crows to see if she wants to have a kick with
her? She's got a bylaw. She's got to have 4 weeks off.
She'd be better than one of my boys, Fredo.
I tell you what, if it would mean you not pulling on the boots and the jumper again, I'm all for it.